Добрый день, уважаемый
господин. Good morning, Chair, esteemed members of the committee. I'd like to respond to the question from Ms. Todorova. There was a recommendation to establish a monitoring mechanism for violence against children. In our understanding, this involves the Juvenile Affairs Commission, and I'll give you the reasons. As I said yesterday, in 2021, the Ministry for Labour and Social Protection, along with UNICEF, carried out an assessment of the existing system for the protection of children in Turkmenistan, including an assessment of the guardianship and tutorship bodies and the Commission on Juvenile Affairs. And the results of the assessments were presented to the government bodies, and they contained recommendations as to how to further enhance the child protection system. These included reviewing certain pieces of legislation on tutorship and guardianship and the Juvenile Affairs Commission. Also, the Prosecutor General's Office, with the support of UNICEF, is developing a project regarding the Juvenile Affairs Commission's work at the district and provincial levels. Discussion is happening also within the Interagency Commission on Human Rights, and this is being done on a continuous basis. There are working groups, and the initiators of the project came from various backgrounds and responsibilities. There were also recommendations about how to improve the Juvenile Affairs Commission and a proposal for an alternative institute. However, no common opinion has been reached yet. We believe there is no reason to hurry here. The last assessment was taking place in the context of MIX 7, and as Ms. Carrera said, what the question regarding the prosecutor's work in cases of sexual violence against children, according to Article 234 of the Criminal Code, this category of crime is investigated by the investigative bodies of the prosecutor's office. So each case of rape is considered in accordance with Article 13 and 15 of the Criminal Procedural Code, which compels the prosecutor to receive and record any complaint about a crime and to take a decision within 3 days as to its admissibility or not. If there is a need for additional material, then this must be done within 10 days. If criminal proceedings must be either initiated or not, a decision must be taken within the given time frame. The law on sexual abuse or rape or the threat thereof, and also leaving a victim unattended, is also covered by our legislation. When there is a crime against a minor, a prison term of 5 to 15 years is foreseen. 5 to 10 years is foreseen, and aggravating circumstances are considered to be the age of the victim if they are under 14, and then this can lead to a 10 to 20 year term of imprisonment.